So one of these, this is the write-up that goes along with it that I had put together. It was called Hallways. This collage shows the brain dissection of a person in a car crash, a 30-year-old. The stark walls are lined with blue storage bins and warning signs about radiation hazards. The bins contain the remaining texts on each person's passing through to another world, life insurance policies, wallets, birth certificates, progress reports, symptoms. The identities of these persons' bodies become castaways in blue recycling bins. The poem is called His Face Showing Only Calm, the Doctor. He listened for the length of a song, bent low over her chest, hovering like a hummingbird, sipping golden nectar through a hollow needle. She left. Not a syllable to be heard, and he fluttered his hands, mute, as if from birth, words rise up through thick surfaces of silence. He shuddered, fear closed his throat, his face showing only calm, telling its lie. The other one is called Autopsy. The ear listens to the green cotton gowns, stirring like ghosts around this left behind. The eye watches cold metal probes making unkind inquiries inside tissue. The heart, without its pulse, an exposed purple bruise, detectives fingering the evidence, those tenuous fibers of an unsolved mystery. Break open the heart to see a suicide note pinned to the chamber's wall. A butterfly, all black and blue, reveals the cause of death. An extinct volcano, this corpse. Wounds exposed, the crater's mouth agape. Bone-gray volcanic ash blowing away, settling in the open eye. If I may take the liberty to shift the mood, this one's called Alive Again. It's a dramatic leap. It's a wish fulfillment. I saved your glances, made them into rainbows, caused the rain to disappear, and dreamt myself alive again. Feeling you close by, I watched the moon carve out snow pearls, decorate bare birch trees. I found out I didn't know how lucky I was not to die alone, murmuring to a black night, forgive me. When bones left imprinted with the feet of birds speak to no one in particular, and the world learns no lessons.